The DUP MP, Ian Paisley, has been across the Right Bus story, and I don't know what this is, but apparently Mr. Paisley has some type of announcement in his hand. What is it, Ian? Good morning.
Hello, Stephen. Thanks for taking the call. Well, I've received notification this morning from Joe Bamford, and I'll just read what he said to me. They're delighted to announce this morning I have agreed terms on a deal in principle with the Right family for the Right Bus factory and lands. We are still to conclude the deal with the administrators, but are pleased to report this important step in the right direction. And he's thanked myself and others for helping to mediate in this process. The issues that are to be resolved with the, and these are my words now, the issues that are to be resolved with the administrator, I believe, will be concluded very, very quickly. And I'm delighted that bus building will be back in Ballymena very, very soon. And I think I have to salute the fortitude of the union, of the workers in particular, and singularly for their fortitude and for their decency. I hope they're never, ever put through anything like this again. And the other issue with regards to the farmland, I understand that's going to be set aside as a tribute to William Wright for his industrial prowess. And I think that's very, very fitting tribute to William, given what he has given to this town and all the support and work that he has done. So I'm glad that today what looked like was slipping away wasn't death pains, but was birth pains of something very, very beneficial for the town.
And just for me to be clear, this letter you have, it's a letter in your hand signed by Jeff Bamford, is it?
By Joe Bamford.
Joe Bamford.
I understand it's a press release that he is putting out now.
Could you read it again, please?
Yes, absolutely. Statement from Joe Bamford. We are delighted to announce that this morning I have agreed terms on a deal in principle with the Wright family for the Wright Bus factory and lands. We are still to conclude a deal with the administrators, but are pleased to report this important step in the right direction. I would like to thank Ian Paisley for the hard work and diligence in helping to mediate what has at times been a tricky negotiation. That's the statement concluding.
And what is your understanding of the land issue, which has been at the very centre of this deal not being done?
Look, it was a negotiation to acquire land. That deal now, according to this statement, it has in principle been concluded with the Wright family. So that means.
So what's happened to the farmland?
I understand that that has been set aside as a gift to the council, and will be a tribute to William Wright for his industrial prowess. So there could be some other industrial activity take place on that. I think that
I don't understand what that means. It's been attributed to William Wright to do what? What's that mean?
Well, that probably will be up for the council to make a statement about what they intend to do. You'll know maybe that something similar like this happened. Maybe you don't know this, but something similar like this happened with the Michelin factory site, where a piece of land was designated by the council that they would use for a specific industrial project. And that, I think that as a legacy to what William achieved in the town, I think that's a very good way of marking that.
The workers will be delighted by this news, but
to the workers. I spoke to the United Union, George Brush, who's a good union guy down there. I've a good chat with George and Susan this morning. I briefed them very early this morning about progress that we had made overnight. I came over to London late yesterday to help mediate this, to try and get this over the line. I'm still here. And I spoke to George a few minutes ago and briefed him before I spoke to the press. So the workers will be told now. How many of them will come back to work, that's now a business decision. I imagine it will be a very slimmed down company from what it was a matter of months ago. But it will build again, and the phoenix will rise from the ashes. And this wonderful bus icon will continue to be built in Ballymena.
And you know more about this stuff than I do. When this deal has yet to be approved by the administrator, is that just a tick-boxing exercise, or can the workers definitely, because this is a deal in principle, are they over the line? Is Right Bus definitely saved?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. Ian Paisley, thank you very much indeed.
Stephen,
good morning to you.